May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 285. Oh, for a heart to seek my God, encouraged by his gracious word, to view my Saviour all complete, and lie submissive at his feet. Hymn 285.
Thank you. May the Lord help us to read together two portions from his holy word. Firstly, from the Psalms, Psalm 46. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. And now from the Gospel according to Mark, part of chapter 4 and part of chapter 5. Mark chapter 5, chapter 4, and we'll commence reading at verse 35 and down to verse 20 in chapter 5. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full, and he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had often, he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion, sitting, and clothed, and in his right mind. And they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coasts. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed, and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. We'll leave the reading there. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word of truth. thou may help us and teach us to pray. Almighty God, we read, holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. And Lord, our desire is now to venture on that holy ground, to venture pleading that precious name, that name of whom we read, and O Lord, to plead thy finished work, to plead thy shed blood, and Lord, on those grounds alone, alone, venture on thy great and holy name, and beg and plead, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, we enter into thy courts once more, and Lord, for us, the first time this year, and another, Lord, year has so swiftly passed into eternity. And yet, Lord, we've proved it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Great is thy faithfulness. And Lord, as we come once more, Lord, we've not grown any better. We've rather grown worse. Sin has been added to sin. Lord, we come with that vile body still. We come, Lord, with the sin that does so easily beset us, the evil imagination of the heart continually. We come, Lord, with those doubts, with those fears. Lord, we come with but little faith. O Lord, but O blessed be thy holy name. If there is a grain of living faith, that we might not pour on ourselves too long, but look to Jesus, kind and strong, mercy joined with power. Oh, do help us then to venture. Have we not proved, Lord, the power, the blessing, the mercy? Oh, the grace. Has there not been that that has blessedly flowed? Have we not been lifted above, Lord, all that we are, to look unto him? And I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men. O Lord, have we not been sweetly and blessedly drawn? O, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Lord, we come then with thanksgiving. We come with praise. We come not worthy of the least of all the mercies thou hast shown, and those mercies lengthened out. But Lord, we still come in all our needs. And oh, we would bear this dear church and people before thee once more. We'll bear younger ones, dear children, those fast growing up in years, in a very evil day and generation, with so many influences on every hand. O Lord, do implant deep within their precious souls thy fear, the fear of the Lord, the beginning of wisdom. May there be that from time to time in thy house, O Lord, that is for them. Lord, a portion, that to go home with, that to consider. O Lord, if thou couldst do it in such a sinner as this, canst thou not do it in others also? O Lord, there is a generation following. May they all be taught of the Lord. May this dear church and people be favoured to travel for their precious, never-dying souls. And Lord, may there be a cry from their souls. Lord, remember me with the favour thou bearest to thy people. Visit me with thy salvation. May there be something deep and precious and holy that shines through thy word for them. Lord, we are commanding thy dear servants, feed my sheep and feed my lambs. And as we stand in this solemn place this day, oh, may the lambs be fed also. Remember me, O my God, concerning this also. And Lord, thou knowest those mothers, fathers in Israel that ache for precious, never-dying souls. O Lord, that they may be all taught of the Lord, then hear their cries, grant answers of peace. Remember those, Lord, the threshold of life. Life's pathway, naturally speaking, before them. Favour them to commit their way unto the Lord, to trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Thou knowest, Lord, the circumstances. Thou knowest the effects of the greed of man, and going after those earthly things. O Lord, thou knowest that judgments are abroad in our land. But, O Lord, thou canst still hear the cries. Thou canst still grant that suitable in employment. Thou canst lengthen these mercies out. Thou canst, O Lord, provide suitable loved ones to walk together with in the pathway of life, looking unto Jesus. Thou canst provide those suitable places of abode. O, all of thy mercy, favour them then, dear Lord, to seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and know that all these things shall be added unto you. In mercy, remember those, Lord, dear families, Lord, loved ones. Oh, do truly prove my God shall supply all your need according to those riches in glory by Christ Jesus, to bring up the dear children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Help, Lord. Oh, do grant that help in all the pathway. In mercy, remember those, Lord, that do know affliction's pathway, those that know loneliness, those that know sorrow, those that know hard questions, those that are downcast. Lord, we do beg and plead. They would be very near to them. Oh, prove in all the pathway that rock which is Christ. May they be favoured still to be seekers and finders. Oh, do in thy rich mercy help them to lean upon thee, to draw that strength, that wisdom, that knowledge, that help from above, step by step in the way. In mercy, do prepare us each for all thy will. Thou knowest those that need, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Those, Lord, under treatment, those with those things in the pathway. O Lord, do in thy rich mercy hear their cries, be better to them than all their fears. May there be underneath those everlasting arms of love and mercy, thy sustaining. O Lord, in mercy there, prepare us each for all thy will, and young and old, for Lord, we know not what a day may bring forth, to stand before thy face. And Lord, thou knowest there may be particular burdens, younger ones, older ones. Lord, thou knowest their need. O Lord, do guide, do direct. Do show me now thy way, do lead in a plain path. May there be that as a little child that goes out. O Lord, in humble trust and faith, looking unto Jesus, guide then, O thou great Jehovah. In mercy do remember our dear friend at the desk, each deacon. O Lord, thou knowest the responsibility, the burden. May this dear church and people bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Oh, we do truly give thanks for that thou hast done. What hath God wrought? But it is done as thou hast commanded, yet there is room. O Lord, may there still be exercised burden souls. And those that have ventured on thy great and holy name, O Lord, may there be, O that abundant help and blessing. O, do prove then amongst this church and people still, on this rock I will build my church, and the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. Go out into the highways, hedges, dear Lord, with that compelling power. Lord, in the pews in this house of prayer, and about, Lord, this house of prayer, thou knowest those that are thine. O Lord, do in thy mercy then, work, Lord, to thy honour, glory and praise still in our day and generation. In mercy, do remember those that would gather the Sunday school this afternoon. Oh, may it be unto thee. May much help be afforded. May there be, Lord, that to take home, that to spread before the Lord. Now, Lord, what wait we for? Our eyes are up on thee. Lord, we do plead that there may be that that shines through thy word, that to thy honour and glory then, and that for the good of precious souls, do lead into the cases of one and another. Who made man's mouth, open our mouth wide, do thou fill it. In mercy, Lord, grant a knitting together. Thou knowest, Lord, what has been declared in this house of prayer. O Lord, may there be that exercise. May there be that continuing. May there be that all things working together for good to them that love thee. Lord, we plead, certainly I will be with thee. We plead that old self might be shut out. We plead to see no man by faith save Jesus only. And Lord, we would not forget those as they gather at home and where thy people gather this day. Lord, remember them and grant that suitable there also. and any unable to gather, Lord, to bless them where they are. In mercy, remember them. And those away, Lord, oh, may they prove this same Jesus. We proved it, even thousands of miles from these shores. May there be a proving of it, Lord, in others also. In mercy, remember our royal house, those in our parliament, in our government. Could there be those, Lord, compelled, sweetly, blessedly drawn to come apart and, Lord, to pray to thee? Then there'll be that good success. O Lord, do in thy rich mercy then grant that wisdom and knowledge. Leave us not, Lord, to all of man. O, to pull down the strongholds of Satan. And could there be a returning? Return, return. O Lord, in spite of all that we are. Lord, in mercy then remember us. And those abroad from this land and those that keep the peace. Oh, could there be much prayer in these deep things? And Lord, could there be, proving that thou wilt work in the darkness of the nations of the earth. Thou knowest those that suffer. Oh Lord, work in these things. To thy honour, glory and praise, and for the good of soul. And why is Britain spared? Have mercy upon us still, Lord, as we come in all our filth and guilt and sin. But pleading to worship thee then, in spirit and in truth, pleading, that thou would help us in singing, in prayer and in praise. We beg these and every mercy, pleading the name of Jesus and for his sake alone.
Hymn 812. Whene'er I make some sudden stop, for many such I make, and cannot see the cloud cleared up, nor know which path to take, I to my Saviour speed my way, to tell my dubious state. Then listen what the Lord will say, and hope to follow that. Hymn 812.
in humble and complete dependence upon the Lord for needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the psalm that we read, Psalm 46, verse 10, and the first part, the first clause. Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. The verse and the sentence goes on, I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The word for this morning hour did not come easy. The theme of what I should speak seemed to have been laid upon my spirit for a day or two now, but Lord, what is thy word? Out walking early this morning, the Lord spoke it. Be still and know that I am God. He spoke it. It was literally dark in those words. Be still and know that I am God. Do you need it, sinner? I needed it. Is it food for your soul? Do you need the get thee behind me, Satan? Do you need the peace, be still in the midst of the trouble, in the midst of the rage, in the midst of those things that cause the staggering to and fro, the going down to the sea in ships, the doing business in great waters, reeling to and fro, coming as a drunken man to your wit's end? Or perhaps it's not, as it were, in a great deep thing, but there is that that troubles. There is that that eats away. Sometimes, and we call it, don't we, erosion. It takes place over time. And yet the consequences can be so sudden and disastrous. Oh, is there that you so fear? Is there that that troubles? Is there that that perplexes? Is there that the old enemy works in? Well, may the Lord abundantly bless his precious word of truth. This psalm is the psalm, dear Luther, based that hymn in the German, a mighty fortress is our God. The assaults of man, the assaults of the enemy, the assaults of Satan, and all that that poor man knew in his own soul, in his own heart, and in his own pathway. And yet, oh, how the Lord blessedly worked in those early days of the Reformation. How the Lord proved, I am God. Oh, that light shone in the darkness. And the blessings are still known, even in this land, through the Lord's mercies, to know that I am God. He knew, dear Luther, the dear psalmist knew, the Lord's dear people knew. Oh, help in trouble. Oh, the language is deep. Feeling though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. What is man against such power? The waters thereof roar and be troubled. The mountains shake with the swelling thereof. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. Those things that so trouble. Oh, those things that we have no power against. And yet, the word of God as that sharp sword cuts through. Be still and know that I am God in trouble. Though these great things go on, it could be looked at, and truly, there have been great troubles. The waters have known the swelling thereof, the roaring thereof. Many been cast so suddenly and violently from time into eternity, various parts of the earth. The Lord's word is still true. It could be looked at nationally. Oh, those things, those troubles that have come through the greed of man, through that seeking alone after those things of this earth, those things of personal benefit, those material things. No seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Solemn judgment. But leave that this morning, soul. Oh, we do plead that the Lord will work in suffering in the midst of other nations of the earth. We do wonder, why is Britain spared? It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. May we ever remember that. But equally the psalm, and more so the psalm. And this is that burden that's been upon my spirit. Oh, the trouble, the fears, the anxiousness. You scared soul. In the midst of trouble, I thought the word that I would have to bring this morning would be a fear not. Couldn't settle upon it. Read that in Isaiah. Read that in other parts of the Lord's word. But oh, There's a fear not indeed here.
There's a be still. But in the midst of all of this, you don't know where I am. I don't know. But the Lord knows. Blessed be his holy name. The Lord knows what gets at you in the night seasons. The Lord knows when the troubles of your heart are enlarged. The Lord knows the power of sin. And oh, the restlessness of sin. And oh, the Lord knows when eternity is a tremendous sound and to guilty souls a dreadful wound. You break up that world full of dread, full of fear, frozen by it, can't move. And yet, is there something that longs? Is there something that would know that peace be still? Is there that? What have I done? What have I ventured on? What is begun? So, the word this morning is not go back. The word this morning is not return. The word this morning, and I trust I stand here as a servant of Christ, led by the blessed Spirit of truth, and if I stand here as such, and if it's the Lord's word that was granted in the darkness this morning, it's because a soul in this house of prayer knows it. And knows it in the very depth thereof. But so the command of heaven is this morning, be still. You can't in your own soul. You can't in your own strength. I totally and utterly understand that. But oh, if the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, if the blessed Spirit of truth commands it, there will be a peace. Be still. And you know the peace of God, blessed be his holy name, passeth understanding. It does. Sit still, my daughter. Oh dear, Ruth was commanded it. And see how the matter will fall. Be still. It's in the Lord's hands. Oh, he hears the cry of the beggar. He hears the cry of the beggar poor at mercy's door. Is your trouble so? You look at others, and the Lord hears their cry. And in his time and in his way grants answers of peace. But not my cry, not my prayers. They don't seem to enter in. Be still. Be still, soul. Oh, you venture still on his great and holy name. Don't give up. Don't cease. Oh, soul, who can tell if the Lord will appear? But the word here, you see, the blessing is, and know, that I am God, the Almighty God of heaven and earth, this same Jesus, my Lord, my God, King of kings and Lord of lords, and all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. You know, when this word came, I rejoiced in it. The Lord will appear. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. The Lord will appear. Do you hear the rumbling of the chariot wheels? Is there that that goes out by faith? Is there that that goes out? In sacred longing and desire, is there that that you look for, sinner? The enemy, well, Peter warns, doesn't he, that he goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. We see elsewhere in the word where he stands at the right hand to resist. That poor one is in filthy garments. And the distress is added to, because there's one that stands at the right hand to resist. The distress is compounded. Added sorrow to sorrow. But be still. Be still. Oh, the psalmist, by the blessed Spirit, encourages. The psalmist, by the blessed Spirit, encourages troubled souls, encourages his dear people, encourages seeking souls. Don't give up. Don't call no more upon his precious name. Be still. Oh, blessed, blessed be his holy name then. May there be that encouragement to continue. My mind went to, I trust led, to those two portions where the Lord so blessedly and powerfully and markedly worked. Oh, the dear disciple, those, oh, that poor man, we say that mad Gadarene, those of those parts, they proved and know that I am God. Firstly, they'd gone, and oh, is one found in this, gone in some measure in the pathway that the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ had set before. Let us pass over, let us pass over to the other side. Ventured on that ship. Surely, with the Lord there, it'd be plain sailing. Surely an easy passage. Surely the Lord's smile. Surely the Lord very near. You know, Sometimes, in those early days of blessing, when truly we have known temptation, we have known sin, we've known the power of the enemy, but oh, the Lord has appeared. And oh, he's blessed. We are found in some measure as the dear one in the Song of Solomon, gone out after him. Saw ye him whom my soul loveth? My soul aches for, my soul longs for, my soul has one desire for, and she found him. Oh, satisfied with his mercy. But there arose a great storm of wind. They were on the sea. Oh, have you ventured from the shore, soul? And oh, has there been a great storm of wind? And the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Waves don't give up, you know. A troubled sea. Oh, is a dangerous thing. A mighty thing. Man so puny against it. Even in a great vessel. But oh, so it seems those waves beat into your ship. Is it now full? But where's the Lord? Oh, where's your poor cries? Where they go? You know, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of a great wind, our words are snatched away. You ever seen men trying to do something? Something that be so routine they can communicate, shout effectively, be wholly heard one to another. But when there's a great wind, there's a lot more danger. And they can't communicate effectively. The words are snatched away. Is that where you feel to be, soul? Oh, your prayers, they don't enter in like they once did. They seem to be snatched away. Master, carest thou not that we perish? But, O soul, are they precious to you, those next words? And he arose. Did we not sing it in our first hymn? Arise, O God, thy cause defend. Oh, is there a desire so? Is that what you long for? Arise. Thy deliverance, thy mercies. Rebuke the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. The wind ceased, there was a great calm, be still. Oh, be still, soul, these anxious cares, they cast dishonour on thy Lord, contradict his gracious word. So, it's with him, and he arose. Lord, do it for thy great name's sake. Do it in my pathway.
pause here and go on. I would go on to and know now. I've well spoken of this word know, and truly the word know in Scripture, there's a great depth to it. It's no casual acquaintance. There's a deep connection here. There's, a deep knowledge given. There's that communion. A precious soul and their Lord and their God. There's a one in Christ. The dear bride and groom are one here. But sometimes, no, in Scripture there is that perceived. There is that, as it were, through a glass darkly, but nevertheless something known. On a dark night, the merest pinprick of light may be seen. But O soul, do you consider the light? Do you look for the light? Is there hope in the light? Soul, and know, quietly know, quietly consider, quietly look back, and remember all the way thy God hath led thee. Sometimes divine revelation is in a moment, twinkling of an eye, and we shall be changed. As the dear apostle speaks, and he'd known it. But sometimes there is that. Oh, seen, it may be as you read the word, it may be as the word of God is set forth, it may be in prayer, it may be the meditation upon your bed, or some still quiet moment, and know that I am God. Oh, I say once more, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Oh, to them found in those purposes of heaven, those purposes of grace, oh, be still and know that I am God. So there is that the Lord is working in. But oh, you say, there's no sign of it, is there not? We've read of the storm that's come, to the storm that poor man knew, dwelling among the tomb. No man could bind him, no, not with chains. Deep trouble. They tried to help. Did we sing in one of our hymns, of friends bereft? They tried to help this poor one, but they couldn't. The case was too hard, the need was too great, and the enemy too strong. Legions of them. You may be able to tackle one thing or try to, and give them grace and patience and help, but overwhelmed. But when my heart is overwhelmed, dear Lord, lead me to the rock which is higher than I. You see those things that they tried to tame the poor man and stop him from harming himself, often bound, fetters and chains. But oh, plucked asunder by him, fetters broken in pieces no man could tame. Do you know it in your soul? Do you know it in your circumstances? Always, always, all the way, night and day. Is it an expressive soul? Does it find you, soul? It was in the mountains and in the tombs, restless soul, crying and cutting himself with stones. But there's another precious word here. But when he saw Jesus, afar off. Oh, is there the glimpse in the darkness, soul? Is there that seems so afar off? But oh, soul, be still and know that I am God. It is the Lord. Let him do if it seemeth him good. Oh, when Peter heard it is the Lord, that Sea of Galilee, he girt his fisher's coat about him, he plunges into the sea to go to his Lord. But oh, how the Lord, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. Is that what you need? Say unto my soul, be still. Cast out, O Lord, all. Oh, that does so trouble. And oh, in the trouble, you and I can't resolve the trouble, but the Lord can. He can make the crooked things straight and the rough places plain. Before Zerubbabel thou shalt be made a plain. I go back several years ago now, particular house of prayer. It's a service, can't remember the circumstances, but called to, could I help at short notice? I was in those parts. And the word so laid upon my mind is, who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt be made a plain. There's a man there, and I know not what it was, but oh, he was in deep trouble, he told me, a year or two later. And how that word was a be still and know that I am God. He proved it the very following day. May have been something in the business, something in the family, I know not. It matters not. The Lord spoke, the be still and know that I am God. And it's by these things men live, and in the life of these things is my spirit, saith the Lord. Know that I am God. The poor man couldn't do it in his own strength. They had to be cast out. Is it so with you? But oh, what did they witness? That one sitting, be still. Come, dear soul. In the restlessness and in the trouble, when did you last sit? Sit in silence. Sit in contemplation sweet. Sit, you see, in your soul, in your heart, and in your mind.
indeed a mercy to know that quietness and that peace of God that does pass understanding. And clothe. Oh, no longer exposed. You see, we read in the Lord's word of a robe of righteousness. The desire, Him write and wrap it all around. Not your own filthy garments. But whence came these? These arrayed in white. These are they that came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of a lamb. It speaks of that finished work. I can't finish this word this morning without, oh soul, considering Him. And may the Blessed Spirit lead. And may it be a word to you individually. May it be a word in dear families. Those that walk together, perhaps, in these things. Dear husbands, dear wives, dear families. And perhaps a word to you as a church and people. I know not. Be still and know that I am God. Yes, sitting and clothed and in His right mind. Those on that Emmaus road, you know, what a storm they were in. We trusted that this was He that would deliver Israel. Now look at it all. Our own rulers. Taken by wicked hands and slain. They laughed Him. And oh, standing afar off, they witnessed the agony. They witnessed the taking down of that dead body from the cross. How could they be still? Art thou a stranger in Jerusalem and knowest not these things? Of course we're troubled. Of course we are as a restless sea. How could the peace be still? How could they be still here? The Lord goes back in His precious word. And step by blessed step He shows, you see, and know that I am God. And did not our hearts burn within us while He talked with us in the way? The Lord, you see, commands. Be still and know that I am God. But oh, so a risen Lord and Saviour, and as we've already quoted, all power given unto me in heaven and in earth. What a word is this? And what a word is needed in our day and generation. There are many, they wouldn't recognize the word, they'd utterly reject the word, they'd rage against the word, but oh soul, they are heathen. They are dead in trespasses and in sins. And oh, it may be so that one such is found in this house of prayer this morning. You'd reject it. You'd rage against it. But oh soul, what a blessed mercy if this church, this praying people proves, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. And oh, it means the purity of praise. Oh, it means crowning Him, blessing, mercy, and oh, crowning him Lord of all, of the Lord's mercies, called and chosen and faithful. Be still. So, be still, dear families. Be still, dear people, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Consider it. Pause. Oh, soul, and may it all be to his honour, glory and praise.
God willing, Mr. Warren will address the Sunday school this afternoon. Mr. Pocock will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Ramsbottom will preach next Lord's Day and address the Sunday school in the afternoon and present the prizes. And our friends at Oakington hope to hold their New Year's services on Wednesday. The collections today are for Mr. Ramsbottom in recognition of his 50 years preaching here. I'm sorry that we didn't announce it last week. I'm sorry I forgot. Let us close with hymn 993. O Zion, afflicted with wave upon wave, whom no man can comfort, whom no man can save. With darkness surrounded, by terrors dismayed, in toiling and rowing, thy strength is decayed. Hymn 993.
bless, abundantly bless, thine own pure word. Take us now as we go in peace and safety. Gather again at the evening hour, if it be thy will. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.